Another deadline for this year's Leaving Cert students. They have until 5 o'clock this evening, the final deadline, to complete their college choices on the CAO. Eileen Keelahan is Head of Communications at the Central Applications Office. Good morning, Eileen, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Let's do the housekeeping first. The detail on what students should do today to maybe check over their CAO and make changes if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, so I suppose don't leave it to the last minute. I know today is deadline day, but certainly log in this morning to review your courses, add any new courses that you might be interested in, or change the order of your courses if desired, because today's deadline, as you said, is final. 5 p.m. today is your last chance to edit your course choices, and there are no extensions. So don't put yourself under any unnecessary pressure. Log in this morning if you're an applicant and you're listening, or if you're a parent or guardian listening, just to make sure to check everything is as it should be, that the course codes are correct, in the correct order, etc.
And I suppose don't play fast and loose with the CAO. Make sure that the first choice you put down is the choice that you really, really want. Sometimes people don't anticipate they're going to get maybe the results they get, and they put down a choice that's not really their heart's desire.
Yeah, that's correct. You have to list your courses in genuine order of preference. What that means is to put your dream course in first place, your second favourite in second place, and so on, right the way down to number 10, if there are 10 courses on the Level 8 and Level 7, 6 lists that you're interested in. And people do sometimes put course down on their application thinking, well, I won't get that anyway. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maybe they might perform better than expected. The points for the course might drop. And if you get offered your first preference course, you aren't going to get any other offers on that list. Mm-hmm. So make sure that that course you put in number one position on your list is the course that you actually want.
That you really, really want. Carla Bryan in the Irish Times, a heartbreaking story, and apparently it's not the only one, that there's lots and lots of applicants who might never get an offer because they never spotted that a crucial email was lurking in the spam folder. Check your spam.
Yeah, if you haven't already done so, log into your account, check your personal information and particularly your examination and your exemption information, and make sure that that's all correct, and then click on confirm in your CAO account. And, you know, if you spot an error at this point, that's perfectly fine. There's time to rectify everything. So I guess, you know, this is the time to fix the errors and to spot the errors, and not at round one offer stage.
Did you always, Eileen, send out an email to confirm personal details?
In the past, we used to send out a letter, and then we changed to online correspondence for this. So there are many prompts. We send an email to everybody, first of all, in May, and that's called the Statement of Application email. And then anybody who doesn't take action from that email will receive subsequent emails from us right up to last week as a final reminder to log in and take action. And we also send text messages as well.
All right. Eileen, thanks for joining us. Eileen Keelahan there, from Head of Communications at the Central Applications Office. We're back with business after this.